Yes, and your life counts. Hello and hello and welcome to the Sudden Eye Impact Show. I'm your host, Lee, coming from the DFW Metroplex. On the show, we discuss a variety of topics such as, but not limited to, responsibility, accountability, visualization, having vision, belief systems, and support systems, to name a few. We got an action-packed show ready for you today. We're going to our first guest, Mr. Jaron Banks.
Thank you, Dwight. So welcome, everyone. Thanks for inviting me on again. Today, I just wanted to share a few things, and we're going to go simple but deep. And I say that because I know many of us are dealing with interesting times right now, whether that's physically in our world, concern about our families, change in our normal day-to-day operations, whether that's work, where you operate from, even simple things as how you get your groceries, maybe how you maneuver around your city. So one of the key things that we like to focus on and remind you about is the state of gratitude. And we've talked about this before, but this is a powerful way to really center yourself every day and also allow you to lead and go out in a different operation, regardless of what is being communicated to you, maybe by the outside world or the news or what you're seeing, you know, with your five senses. And so, you know, take some time to really sit down, especially over these next couple of weeks, today, when you wake up in the morning, when you get ready to rest at night. You can do this with your family, with yourself. Take some time to sit down and write out what you're grateful for, what it is in your life that you're grateful for. And then take some time to just sit back. If it's just 5 minutes, sometimes we get busy. But many of us have had a opportunity to actually slow down, which is a beautiful thing, right? To slow down and go within and actually sit and ask and receive guidance. And this can come in many different forms and ways. I like to always say, use your language, your connection to spirit, God, universe, consciousness, Christ, Muhammad, Buddha, whatever your connection is. Take some time to get your guidance for the day to give you direction. And also, lastly, and very powerfully, send love to those who you have a problem with, people who have irritated you, people you may be angry with, people you may even hate. Some people don't want to talk about those things, but that's what I mean by going deep. Sometimes we put on these personas like we're a certain person, but deep down, you're holding these feelings about other people or resentment. Those are things that you're actually giving to yourself. So if you're thinking about someone else, that's what you're giving to yourself. So practice sending love to the people that you know, sometimes we look in the mirror and it's like, oh, no, I'm not that person. That's the person to send love to, right? And that will allow you to start to have a different perception and also open you up to understand that this other individual may see things in a certain way or may be going through things that's causing them to actually operate in a way that's actually outside of them, out of their true selves. And the other piece that's even more powerful is sometimes the person that we need to send love to the most is ourselves. A lot of times we are condemning ourselves, beating ourselves up, shaming ourselves, guilting ourselves, and those feelings have no value unless you're using them to move into the opposite states, right, of honor, pride, being proud of yourself, joy, fulfillment, faith, love, encouragement. Those are things there's times where we do make mistakes, a mistake in a movie, right? A mistake. You go back and you rerun it, and you get it right. And you learn from the mistakes that you've made. You reconcile with anyone you need to reconcile with, and you give yourself and others forgiveness. That means you let it go. That means you're not still bringing it up. If you're still bringing it up, that's not forgiveness. That's something else. So these are key, powerful points to center yourself, to ground yourself, to give yourself a foundation to operate in the energies and the times that we're in right now. And very soon, things could go back to what people call normal, and you can go out and run around and do your day-to-day operations, and people will lay these things down that I just said, and they won't do them. But the people who really understand and take these to heart and start to operate with these day in and day out, you'll start to see that these can carry you through and open you up into a higher vibration to be able to understand some of the deeper laws, scriptures, and items that people were saying. When we're in a state of gratitude, a state of love, a state of receiving, a state of awe and honor for who we are, what we've received, and the fact that we're still here, if you want to use the word God, creator, our creator obviously loves us, because I've made many mistakes and I'm still here, right? So that allows us, being that we've operated in the same image as our creator, that allows us to give that same forgiveness and leniency to others. We still can tell the truth, but we still can love our brothers and sisters out here day to day. So those are the words that I would like to start out with, to get us started with and take us deep into our heart space. And I'll pass this back to Mr. Dwight Lee and let him continue on.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show. The show's mission and purpose and intention is to discuss simple, basic, fundamental ways to help everyday people experience more fulfillment, satisfaction, enrichment, enjoyment, health, and overall peace through utilizing your own latent resources that lie dormant within you. The show is spiritual, purely inspirational and motivational, expressing powerful content that anyone can take and apply to any area of their life to change their life for the better or to change their life for the best. I have some words, some excerpts from some of my favorite songs that I'd like to share with the audience today. And the reason that I'm sharing these words is because these words or lyrics from songs have helped me through many obstacles, challenges, dark times, crisis, whatever you call it. So I'm just going to share these words with you. The audience may laugh, but I don't care because these words are ingrained in me and they've helped me a whole lot throughout my life from 1986 up until now. Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. If I fail or if I succeed, at least I live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. You're not that far from coming up. Money is just a touch away. So keep on grinding and never give up. There'll always be a brighter day. I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't want to mess with me. I won't deny you, I'm a great teacher. Do you want to study with me? Down and dirty for my props, cause I'm headed to the top. You can't stop me now, you can't stop me now. Clocking the conduction created by me, when read, you read, equals the D-O to the C. Knowledge and the talent that my mother has borne her equals an artist's own, and behold, what is that? The formula. Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do. I'm passing the mic to my next guest, Mr. Jalen Miller. He's going to take, I don't know, 5 to 7 minutes and share whatever's on his heart.
First, I just want to thank God for this opportunity, for allowing me to get on this broadcast. You know, I thank Dwight for giving me a chance to get on this broadcast as well, just to tell people what's on my heart and what was instilled with me, you know, to give people a message to hear. You know, I hope you guys are ready out there to listen to this, because it's going to shake a lot of things that you have been taught in this world. And that's why I really love talking about the belief system. so much, because when you what your belief system can do is it's like a two-edged sword. It can stop you or it can push you into doing a lot of things that can give you joy or stop you from getting a lot of things that can bring happiness. And I want to tell you guys, it is time, it is time, it is time to abolish the slave in the box experience mindset that has been set in the political system, religious system, and education system that has taught you to be a slave under the demands of an unhappy lifestyle. You know, this wasn't during my time period, but I want to give y'all a great example. I was speaking to my mother yesterday, and she was telling me about, you know, these pastors and things like that, and she brought up Joyce Myers, but she also brought up her own experience that when she was first joining the church, that they was telling her that it was unlawful for Christian couples to go out there to the movies, or your son couldn't play ball or play basketball, or your daughters couldn't be a cheerleader, or they couldn't do these activities, and that you can't listen to secular music. I come to tell y'all right now, that is a slave mindset. I'm so glad that Dwight mentioned music, because that was going to go, that is actually going hand in hand with what I'm about to tell you. There's a secular song out there right now, and when I give the lyrics, I'm pretty sure some of y'all will know the song that I'm talking about. But it has nothing to do with worshiping God. It has nothing to do with praising God. But it also doesn't promote sexual immorality. It doesn't promote gun violence. It doesn't promote drug use. It promotes happiness, and it promotes dreams and reaching the top where there's no limits are, right? It's just really promoting you to go out there and experience life in an abundant way. So here's a little snippet of what the song says. I had a dream so big and loud, I reached so high it touched the clouds, right? So this is a question for all of the people out there with, you know, just that mentality. What's so wrong with that song? If anything, it's promoting you to follow your dreams and you know, just reach out for success. But since it has nothing to do with praising and worshiping God, they will try to condemn that. Once again, I will tell you, that is a slave-in-the-box mindset. And I'm going to give y'all another example. I was speaking to a young man about how is it wrong to ask God to give you success in your financial situation, to give you success in your love life, to give you success in your dreams, and also increasing, and this is a big one that people want to debate, increasing your financial value, which basically means increasing your riches. And, you know, he sat there and he told me that it's not okay to pray to increase your financial value, because if you serve God, then you will never be poor. That is an excuse to run away from getting the riches, honors, and inheritance that God has set out for you. That is a slave mindset for you to tell a person that it's not okay to pray for your territory to be increased, or to pray for your financial success in your business to be increased, or to go even as plain and simple as that, to pray to be increased, period. And I want to give y'all something. 1 Chronicles 4:10 says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and get this, enlarge my coast. Now, you can spin it, you can shape it, you can mold it, you can twist it into whatever you want to say. At the end of the day, he wrote the vision and he made it plain. He asked God to increase his territory. So I'm going to haste to my close, and I want to tell y'all that it is time to set an emancipation proclamation on the belief system that has kept you unhappy, it has kept you from success, and it has kept you from chasing your dreams, because you believe that all you have to do is just serve God and you will never be poor, and that's it. No, they that sow abundantly shall reap abundantly. That is sow sparingly shall reap sparingly. It's not just enough to say, I believe in God, and, you know, I'll never be poor. That we got to understand that God wants us to be riches. He created us with an inheritance to have. So I want y'all to remember this. The root word of desire, it means of the Father. And it is God's desire for you to be happy. And it is not robbery to ask him to help you chase your dreams and your goals. So I thank Dwight for this time, and I hope this thing really resonates in y'all's soul to follow y'all dreams with God and not think that it's robbery to ask God for that. And I just thank, you know, God putting people in my life and just giving me that aha moment that we're here to be happy, y'all. And, you know, it's not a robbery to ask for that happiness wherever you want it to go. So thank you, guys. God bless you. And I'm going to turn it back over to Manager Dwight.
Thank you. Thank you. Well said. Our next guest, he really needs no introduction, but I'm going to say a lot about him. I've known him for about 9 years. He's a mentor to me. And one of the things that I like about him is that he'll tell me when I'm wrong. He'll call me out on the carpet. And most people, anyone that knows me knows that I'm supremely talented and gifted. And most people will let me do what I want to do. But this gentleman right here, he'll call me out. He'll check me. He'll tell me when I'm wrong. And he'll tell me when I need to change my course of action. He has a bachelor's degree in business. He has a master's degree in finances. He has a strong background of sales, retail, and talent acquisition. He's a very dear friend to me. He's a mentor. Very, very intelligent gentleman, very cerebral. And I would like to introduce our next guest, Mr. Michael Smith.
Hello. Thank you, Dwight, man. Thank you. Well said. Well said. Thank you very much. Guys, I would like to introduce myself. I am Michael Smith. I have came to you guys today just to actually talk a little bit about helping you guys save and create a better budget, guys. Right now, there's a lot of uncertainty in the world right now as far as the government is basically indicating that we possibly could be headed toward a recession. And a lot of large businesses, small businesses, are actually closing their doors due to the fear that is actually facing the nation right now. So a lot of this is going to push a lot of us to actually have to really take a step back and look at our finances, make sure that we are better prepared, have better money habits, and create somewhat a better budget during these trying times. So a few steps that I would like to propose that everybody actually look a few steps that I would like to propose that everybody actually try to work toward and make sure that they do look at their income and make sure that they are prepared for this crisis that possibly could affect a lot of people. Now, you need to make sure that you note your net income. You need to know what's coming in and what's going out. And a lot of us have a lot of control of our finances, but do we really have control of our finances? Do we really know where some of the money is truly going? So the first step is, even though right now a lot of businesses may be starting to close and things like that, and you probably think that you have an opportunity to put money back, but if you don't create some form of a budget and have an idea where your finances are going, you truly can lose sight of a lot of different portions of your finance. So make a great plan to keep track of your spending. This helps you categorize what's going in and out. Now, we basically have a lot of different variable expenses that we're facing right now. Groceries, gas, and entertainment. These variable expenses that we really that change from time, from month to month, from day to day. But when you look at the entertainment, there's an opportunity to have a lot of net savings in the entertainment side of it. But a lot of us who are actually working remote are not actually able or really having the access to actually go into the office. Companies are being generous and actually asking us to stay in, and we don't have to actually drive into the office for most part. Look at those as actual savings and put that money back for a truly rainy day that could possibly come about. Groceries. Right now, we're all spending a great deal of money on groceries, hitting the stores due to the panic that is actually hitting the market. And we're actually, we see where we're spending a little bit more in groceries, but you have to take the time to take a step back and look to where you can save. Again, like I said, with the remote act moving, if you're staying home, look to save there if you're going to increase your spending with the groceries. Set some serious goals during this particular time. Before you start to shifting into going into a spending spree and blowing your financial wealth, take some time to evaluate seriously the goals that you have for your children and yourself if something was to actually happen to you during this crisis. So that's what I would recommend each and every one of you. Make some serious plans, guys. Make those plans to improve on your variable and your fixed expenses. Adjust where you are basically where it's necessary to adjust. And basically keep a check in on your finances. Those are some quick tips that to help you during this trying time right now. One other thing is that I would also recommend is really you need to take a quick look at your debt spending, credit card and debt spending right now as well. This is some areas that always it doesn't hurt to take some opportunities to step back and make some plans, look at those key areas of your finance and do an overall financial health check. Like I said, during this basically crisis times that is basically presenting to us as well. So the first road to that would be, I would say, just be responsible. Be responsible. Regardless of what we are facing right now, make plans to make your bills on time. Continue to pay your bills on time. Try to get as much out of debt as possible. Transfer, again, and this they recommend this to everyone, transfer your balances to higher balances to lower credit card debt balances. But if you have APRs on some of your interest on your credit cards, move some of those higher balances to those credit cards with lower interest rates. Things that you try to avoid and stay away from, guys, try to pay higher, more money on those credit card bills that you got right now. Try to eliminate some of those debt. As far as, again, stay away from those late payments, guys, and pay attention. Definitely pay attention to those credit cards who have those in higher interest rates. So at the end of the day, creating a solid financial wealth for you could help you and your family come out of this possible recession that we may be facing here in the near future. I know we have a stimulus that is being presented by the government as a proposal that could possibly put $1,000 or more into each adult's pocket if it's approved by Congress. But again, look to save on your own and look to basically find those gaps that can help you as step up to and stay stable and fit during these trying times. A few tips I can also recommend as understand your assets and your liabilities. Know what you have. Take accountability of that. Everyone knows that we have mortgage payments, utility bills, and those form of household bills will not go away. So those bills that we plan, those are fixed bills that we know that we're going to be faced with it each and every month. If you have kids right now that are being forced to return home from college and basically are going to be doing a lot of their studies from online, things like that. I mean, still, we know that if the schools are actually going to basically still be charging the tuition, so you're still going to have those student finances for your kids that basically could still be working home, but utilize that as smart as well. Okay, access your goals. Once a year, think about short, medium, and long-term goals. How much is these goals costing you? Think about that as well. Same long-term goals as well as long-term goals. When you think of the long-term goals, you're thinking about retirement right now. The Fed has dropped a lot of the interest rates on a lot of things throughout the country as far as mortgages and making it easier for you to get things to do, something to stimulate your economy. So take advantage of that as well. Check it. Make sure your credit, do everything to keep your credit intact and on point. Check your FICO score. Check all of this information. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, if you need to work with them, do whatever it takes to keep your credit report intact. Whether you have to go through Experience directly, Equifax, TransUnion, reach out to them. There's a lot of individuals that can work with you. Consultants can help you boost your credit score, work with your credit score over any 12-month period as well. All right? But stay on top of that. Even though that we have a significant amount of fear in the nation right now, still, at the end of the fear, when it all goes away, credit scores will still be there. All right. And then also, take the time to step back and name your beneficiary. Make sure that you know who your beneficiary is. Make sure it's documented and it's clearly noted on your retirement account and as well as your insurance that you may have personally throughout on your own self. Okay? These things that always run into loopholes, especially when you run into crisis that is affecting that is being affected in the United States right now. So just make sure you stay on top of your game. Have good ideas in place so that if your loved ones or anyone that you feel that be part of your assets, hey, make sure that they're being taken care of properly. So, and another thing, manage your taxes well. It is important to make sure that you stay on top of your taxes. And if you have not paid your taxes, be ready and be lined to make sure that they're paid by April 15th. Most of the community and individuals have received some nice lump sum financial tax breaks, and they received a lot of the tax checks. Make sure we put that back for a rainy day and just not really blow it as a lot of people tend to go out and splurge on televisions and possibly things that they really don't really need right now. Try to put that back and put it in a nice savings or retirement account. Invest in it. Invest in yourself. Okay? Check your investments and your goals as far as it's always good to look at these type of brokerage accounts, IRAs and things along that line, make sure that you are financially stable and prepared for any and everything that comes about right now. Those were a few tips that I was able to provide you guys. Most of you guys, the audience that I'm sure that I'm speaking to, probably have a lot of these plans in place. And then some of us may not. But it's always good to take a step back and just make sure that you have all of these things that I mentioned in place and just revisit it because, like I said, this is some trying times in the world right now. But, again, if you just stay focused and stay on top of our business, guys, everyone will come through this. I feel that it would have probably been positive and you get coin coming into it before. All right? So, that said, I'm going to come to a close, and then I'm going to pass this on to my also good friend, the widest. Okay?
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share this pertinent information with the audience. Once again, you're on the Sudden Eye Impact Show, where we talk about real stuff and share success strategies that can help you overcome any situation. Anyone that wants to get on the email list for upcoming events or is interested in a success strategy session at no cost to yourself, usually takes about 30 minutes. We just simply find out where you are, where you want to go, and point you in that direction. You can reach me at S as in superlative, O as in optimistic, U as in unique, N as in notorious, E as in energetic, R as in resurrection, H as in honor, A in achievement, V as in vision, E as enthusiasm, N as in navigation at yahoo.com. With that being said, I have another one of my clients on the line, Mr. Tamir. Tamir, I would like for him to take a couple minutes and just share with y'all what happened, the experience of our first meeting, and the difference between the first meeting and the second meeting. Tam, you got the mic.
Dwight, for giving me this chance, and I really thank God to have this privilege. As has been said, the first meeting was really, really an eye-opener for me. At the first meeting, a conversation, it was more than I expected. It really helped me to see my future, and on top of that, to figure out about my beliefs and to trust myself more. And I start knowing about the three P's, which are purpose, power, and passion. This concept makes me plan ahead and really helped me to look back. Mr. Dwight, it was a very good first meeting. And the second one was that really helped me, like, there is no tomorrow, that I can make a decision because it's my future and it's my life. So everything it's in me that can make the progress, the success. If I don't start today, I will not be, you know, getting wherever that I wanted to be. So the second meeting was a mind-blowing. That makes me make a lot of decisions in my life. And I'm sure it will help me a lot in the future. That'd be all. Thank you. And I'm back to you, Manager Dwight.
Thank you. I want to take a few minutes for the audience and just talk about three simple things that have profound impact. So the first one is substance, that which stands under, or that which stands in back of. Let's say someone has a Cadillac STS. Okay, so people that see the vehicle, they only see the piece of steel with the name. They don't see the person that owns the vehicle's paradigm, conditioning, belief, desire, thoughts, expectations, and then end result. The piece of steel with the name on it. I talked to y'all in other episodes about the invisible being more real than the visible, or changing the current scene to the unseen. The thing that you can see is not the problem. The thing that you can't see is the problem. That's why you got to deep dive and dive deep into the recesses of your mind, your soul, and see what's going on. You have to evaluate your belief system and your thinking to identify the things that's causing you problems. That's why I'm going to stop on that. The next thing is mental imaging. Whether you will admit it or not, you think in pictures. Think about a little child. You can tell a child something, that does one thing, but if you show them a picture, that does something totally different that's magnified. So with that being said, I need everybody out here in these times with this pandemic to invest 50 cents in themselves and get a stack of 3x5 note cards. I need you to make a commitment, and then I need you to make a decision, because it doesn't cost you anything to make a commitment or a decision. I need you to write down a goal in multiple areas. You need to write down a goal for your health. You need to write down a goal for your relationships. You need to write down a goal for your finances. And you can do one or two things, or you can do both things. You can write the goal down on the card, or you can put a picture on the card, or you can write the goal down on the card and put a picture on the card. Then I need you to flip that card over and write down three reasons why you need this to happen in your life. And then the only other thing I need you to do is I need you to look at that card as many times as you can throughout the day. And especially within these two times, when you first arise, when you first wake up, and right before you drop off to bed. I need you to work that card every single day. This is going to bless your game. This is a game changer. This is going to change your life. Now let's move on to the third topic, the power of suggestion. Conscious auto-suggestion and hetero-suggestion. What I mean by conscious auto-suggestion, it means a suggestion that comes from your higher self to your normal self, or from your authentic self to your normal, everyday, walking around self. What this means is, I'm going to give an example. We may have a person out there right now that has no money and has no job. That person can communicate within themselves to themselves and say, I'm going to get me a job within the next 7 business days. And if that person really believes, they'll go out and get that job, usually before that time frame, 3 days, 5 days, it makes no difference. The point of it is they planted a seed of belief within themselves, and they went out and got an income, a salary, all because they suggested it to themselves, and they believed in themselves, and they went and took corresponding action, what I like to call inspired action. This works everywhere. There's a guru that said if something works in one place, it works everywhere. There's nothing new under the sun. So with that being said, there may be somebody out there that has an apartment. They've outgrown it, and they want a bigger apartment. Or they may want to own their own condo, or they may want to own a starter home. It makes no difference what area you use it in. The results will be astonishing, will be amazing, and will be mind-blowing. That person sets a goal, hey, I'm going to get me a bigger apartment in the next 45 days. And they go out and do it 30 days. Why? Because they suggested it to themselves. They believed in themselves. They began to take corresponding action. They started looking in the newspaper. They started looking at the free brochures at the supermarket, so on and so forth. Next thing you know, before the 45-day time frame, they've signed the lease, and they're in the process of moving. It works. Call me on the carpet on this. If you try this, it works. Next thing, it could be a person that's in a starter home, and they may want to get a mid-level home, or they may be wanting to move into their dream home. It makes no difference. The process is the same. The strategy is the same. The chronological order is still the same. You go through step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Set the goal, map out a plan for attaining the goal, and you will not come up short. Okay, we're going to a question and answer format. I have one of my clients on the line, Mr. Jalen Miller. We're going to take about 4 questions, he's going to answer. You guys are in for a treat. This is real stuff, real everyday stuff, stuff that's applied, and we get results. So with that being said, the first question is, what do you believe your purpose for being here is?
So this is a wonderful and awesome question, but I'm sorry, I don't want to answer it personally, because when you have been awakened and when you have been, you know, given the chance to receive something that a lot of people don't receive, which is that aha moment, I think that you have a duty to, you know, speak for and to the masses of people. So what do I believe my purpose is? That's from John 10 and 10, just to live life and live it more abundantly. God has not withheld us from anything. The only thing he has told us to do is do it a certain way. He has never told us we couldn't have a wife, we couldn't have, you know, kids, we couldn't have a successful job. It's just a certain way that we do it. And so I just really pray that God opens the mind of the people to know what living life really is all about. That's going with rightly dividing the word of truth. You got to understand what you're dividing and how to divide it. So my purpose for here, or rather everybody's purpose for here, is to live life and live it abundantly. And there's a certain way that you can do that. And I just pray that everybody is awakened to that.
Nicely stated. Second question. What is your self-image? And explain your self-image in great detail.
Yes, yes, yes. Once again, I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to, you know, answer this in a broad term for everybody. You know, I love to give scriptures just to prove it in a more spiritually manner of, you know, who we are on this earth and our purpose and things like that. So the self-image, I will go to, you know, just Genesis 1 and 26. He was speaking to the Son and the Holy Spirit, which is what he was saying, let us make men in our image. And I believe that this will encourage you in your self-image to know that you are literally a carbon copy of God. There's that I am power in you. Like you, if you limit yourself, you are limiting God. So if you limit your image, you are putting God in a box, which is so, honestly, it's robbery. And it's honestly, you can't do that. You really can't put God in a box. And I want to give you this this little thing that I was listening to a pastor say that really stuck to me. Now, we all know about the story of Adam and how he was created in God's image. And then he had a son, Cain and Abel. We know their story. One was slain Abel was slain by Cain, and Cain was exiled. But then let's drop down to Seth. It said that Adam bared a son in his own likeness, and in the days of Seth, men began to call on the name of the Lord. And the pastor made a very profound and interesting statement. He said that God loved Seth because Seth looked like Adam, and Adam looked like God. And God loves those who are in the image and is proclaiming and projecting themselves in his image. But once again, I pray that we, as a people, find out what that image is, and we're supposed to be awakening to that. So that's the self-image, and we can't limit God and ourselves because that's not how we're supposed to do it.
Next question. Do you believe that you have participated in self-sabotage?
Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to go ahead and answer this personally. I have participated in self-sabotage before, and prior to being awakened, if I would have never got awakened at this point, I don't think I would have ever, you know, went to following my dreams and my goals. And I'm going to also give you guys another story biblically about Gideon. And Judges 6 and 15, basically he said to God, "Oh, my Lord, how shall I save Israel? Because my family is poor in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house." So basically, he was literally telling the Creator that, you know, he's not worth it because not only is he the poorest in his tribe, but he's the least of his family. So there's no point to use a guy like him. But that's when God says, why not? So we self-sabotage ourselves into thinking that we're not good enough, or, you know, this is the field that we should be in because most of our culture, you know, just going to give you a real life example. I'm an African American young male, and most African American young men are in entertainment, but I want to innovate in the technology field. But I could self-sabotage myself and say, you know what? You don't see too many men who look like me in that field. So let me just do this or that, or let me go a different way, or I'm the least of everybody else. But you know, you can't do that. You have to lift yourself up and say, I can do it. And even if I'm not the one, even if I am the first, then I'll set a goal for everybody else. there's a quote that says, an eagle born from a kite, which basically means that you are a ordinary person doing extraordinary things, and that's how God wants to bless us in this world.
Nice. And the final question for today, do you believe you have self-limiting beliefs in certain areas? If so, elaborate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Once again, I'm going to make this personal as well. Yes, I did at first. And my self-limiting beliefs was also going back to what I was just stating before, being, you know, just a person. We live in a world where stereotypes are pinned on people, you know, and just because they're born in a world, they automatically have a tag on them, and that will cause you to limit yourself. You know, people look at their weight as a limit. People look at their height as a limit. They look at their appearance as a limit. And so I had a lot of, you know, limiting beliefs in religion, limiting beliefs in education and things like that. But I want to end this question by giving y'all a little snippet. There's a man named Carl Williams. A lot of you guys know him by Carl Kanai. He is a famous fashion designer for hip-hop and street urban wear. And this is just a little snippet that I took from Wikipedia, but I hope it blessed y'all today. It's a little snippet that says he kept asking himself, can I do it? And he remained unanswered. And he kept asking himself, can I do it? Can I build a fashion empire? Can I become the Ralph Lauren of the streets? The last name Kanai, which is spelled K-A-N-I, is a pun on the question that he asks himself, can I? C-A-N space I. So if you do have limiting beliefs, take those questions that you ask and encourage yourself. And that's what he did. He took the question, can I, encouraged himself, flipped it over, and made a multi-million dollar fashion industry just by pushing himself forward and eradicating all of those self-limiting beliefs.
Thank you, Jalen.
What a great show. I'm really inspired. Love the comments from all of our guests, and then the great instruction by our leader here, Mr. Dwight Lee. I'm going to read some words, and I'm going to give a little instruction with this as well. So when you have the opportunity, whether you're listening to this in a fashion right now or able to listen to this again, go back and listen to what everyone has said and then apply these words that I'm going to read to all of you right now, and I'm actually reading them to myself as well because these are powerful to really think on and feel emotionally as well. So whatever man fears, others will do to him, so will they do. Now that's powerful. Whatever you fear someone else will do to you, they will do. Next one. Whatever man hopes that others will do to him, he must first do to them, since he is then creating a consciousness pattern which will return to bless him to the extent he has blessed others. Whatever dis-ease, man dreads, so will he become prey to it, for he will have created a consciousness pattern of the very thing he least wants to experience. Now, that's something powerful for us because we're going through it right now. Whatever is sent forth from man's mind and heart returns to him in due course, in some form or another. But remember that like always breeds like. Strongly held emotional thoughts are consciousness seeds planted within a man's own orbit of consciousness. These will grow, bearing a liked harvest for his reaping. These are the fruits of free will. There is no way that man may escape what he thinks, says, or does, for he is born of the divine creative consciousness power and is likewise creative in his imagining. Those who long for good for themselves must first give it to others. Let their very existence be a blessing to others. When such people are in harmony with all others, they are then perfectly attuned to the universal creative consciousness power. And they are brought into the flow of the mother nature, which is growth, protection, nourishment, physical, mental, spiritual, healing, fulfillment of need within a system of law and order. So I wanted to close with those words because in my heart, those encompassed what each of us shared today. And we shared lessons from a mental standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, and from a physical standpoint. And the spiritual aspect is that we all just showed up together. We're here together. So these are things that we can bring into our lives. There's lessons in this broadcast. There's ways to operate. There's very physical tactics that you can take about taking care of your budget, right? Managing your money. But those concepts actually go to a spiritual realm and a mental realm as well. So they all relate together. And to close this out and to show you the power and the beauty of how people come together, Jalen just mentioned an example about working in the tech industry. Well, myself, you know, people will label me as an African-American male in this country. I've been working in the technology field for 20 years. And when I started, that's exactly what I experienced and saw was there were very few people who looked like me and still are very few people who look like me. But it's a blessing and also a miraculous way that Jalen spoke about those words, and I have the exact experience, and I've already gone down that pathway. So it's something not only for me and Jalen to be able to discuss, but also to understand that what he's saying is correct. There will be very many situations for all of us, regardless of what your appearance, whether you're a man or a woman, a child, older, younger, you don't have enough money, you feel you don't have the skills, you can always step into a situation, regardless of what has happened in the past and regardless if there's anyone that may look like you or have the skill sets that you have to bring. So go out, be the best you can be. Dwight and myself are working with people on a day-to-day basis. If you've liked what you've heard from Dwight, please contact him. I believe he left his email information. If you'd like to contact me and be in contact at more, you can contact me at Jaron, J-A-R-O-N, at DreamPowerAcademy.com. Dream, you know how to spell that. Power, you know how to spell that. And Academy, you know how to spell that. So we like to give people sovereignty and to remind you of your own power. And I would like to thank Dwight for including me on this call once again, and I'll pass it back to him to close you out with our final words. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay Banks. Well spoken. We have a few more minutes on the show. Man, it's been a powerful show. Okay. All right. So around 1997, I had some very, very huge obstacles in front of me. And it was at that time that I determined what my name meant. So with that being said, I'm going to share it today. Determined with intelligence, grace, and humility to travel, acknowledging numerous talents, highlights, opportunities, narrating your books, leading the field, extrapolating excellence. Now, I've had that since 1997, and it's powerful. No one can give you a meaning, and nothing has any meaning except the meaning you give it. So just me understanding my name has done incredible things in my life. And everybody, I know we're in a tough time, but what I want to say to you is that don't allow the outside to crush your inside. I know with what's going on, you want to be conscientious, you want to be careful, you want to be cautious. And you should think about your family, and you should think about the little children, and you should think about the elderly. Every move has to be a calculated step because every move is a calculated risk. So I'm asking everybody to do the responsible thing, take the responsible action. Whatever they're saying to do in the media, that's what we need to do. Please be in alignment with that, because don't be selfish. You can impact other lives negatively. So that's very, very important. Now I want to read a scripture to you, and it's coming from Genesis 11:6 out of the King James Version. And I'm going to touch back on some things that I said earlier. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they began to do. Now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do, 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 which they have imagined to do. Piggybacking on what Jay Banks said, he said some powerful, profound, prolific words, and they are true. Whatever you are conscious of, you will bring into your experience. One man said it this way, what you think comes to live with you. Another man said it this way, what you believe comes to live with you, or happens to you, or you experience it. So you can no longer point the finger to the outside. It's just not truth. I want to tell you that I am the resurrection. I am my resurrection. You are your resurrection. So you can't blame anybody else. Listen to me. Call it blasphemy. Call it whatever you want. I am my resurrection, and you are your resurrection. Thank you, Life Principles, for revealing this to us. Thank you, Life Principle, for revealing this to us. Thank you, Life Principle, for revealing this to us. I am my resurrection. You are your resurrection. So stop making excuses. Stop playing the blame game. Stop saying in shame. Stop moping around in self-pity. I'm giving you instructions on what to do. The reason I read this scripture about imagining and being on one accord, the man said, I want everybody to know that they're sovereign. So if you're not expressing your power, you're the one giving it to someone else. It's on you. It's not that person that you think took your power. You gave that person your power. So the man said, sovereign, you're sovereign. All the power is within you. Understand that. Now, going back to the 3x5 note card, I ask you to invest 50 cents in yourself. I ask you to make a commitment, which is free. I ask you to make a decision, which is free. Write down the goal. Put a picture of the goal on the card, and then write a couple reasons on the back of the card why you need this to happen. Like, if you're broke, you don't have 50 cents to your name, you should desire money. Desire means of the root word of the Father. You shouldn't desire to be broke. You're already broke. You already have that result. Desire some money to come in. So the only other thing I ask you to do is look at the card as many times as possible. What are you doing? You are impressing that thought, that belief, that desire upon yourself. And then when you do that, when it's burned in there, when it's infused in there, and when it's really in there, it will manifest itself. There is nobody with any magical power. I mean, you can get a guru to touch you. Ain't nothing going to happen. You can get a guru to speak to you. Ain't nothing going to happen. Get the 3x5 card and work the principle. Thank you, Life Principle, for revealing this to us. Now I'm going back to the power of suggestion. We all have been around sporting events. Let's say it can be baseball, basketball, football, 4x100 meters and track, wrestling or volleyball, but I'm going to use basketball as an example. Let's say we're watching a game. I'm painting a picture, a perfect picture. And there's one team that's down by 1 point, and there's only 3 seconds left on the clock. The team that's winning is going back to the bench like normal. The team that's losing, you can tell they're discouraged and they're defeated. How can you tell this, Dwight? Well, by the way that they're walking to the bench. Some of them have their head down. They're moving slow. They're swinging their arms. And it looks like everything is over. But one or two things happens. Either somebody that's a player that's on the bench, or one of the players that's in that five that just went to the bench, or some member of the coaching staff, usually the head coach, but it doesn't have to be the head coach, says something, suggestion. hey, guys, come on, get a grip of yourself. Get a hold of yourself. We can do this. We can beat them. We have them right where we want them. So the coach proceeds to draw up the play. Now the players are coming back out. Their body language has changed. You can see the confidence on them. Looks like a totally different team that just walked to the bench 30 seconds ago, 45 seconds ago. They come out and execute the play flawlessly and win the game at the buzzer. What happened? The seed of suggestion, belief, the seed of belief was transferred to one or more of those players. They believed and they went out there and executed, and unforeseen forces came to aid and assist them and took them on to victory. We've all have witnessed this unconsciously. Now I'm raising your level of awareness so that it's conscious to you. If it works in a team setting, it works in the individual setting. That's why I said if you don't have a job, you can suggest to yourself that you're going to get a job within a certain time frame. If you don't have money, you can suggest to yourself that I'm going to get some money. And the rest is history. This works across the board. We talk about real stuff that works, strategies that you can apply. Now, as we draw to a close, I'm leaving you with a few quotes. If you can believe it, if you can dream it, you can do it. Walt Disney. A dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work. Four-star general Colin Powell. If one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with success unexpected in common times. Henry David Thoreau. Be the change that you want to see. Be an agent of change. Be an ambassador of change. The first thing that will happen is you will change. Then your world and everything in it will change. That's all I got. Be blessed. Stay safe. Be conscious. That's the end of the Sudden Eye Impact Show. Until the next time, keep walking by faith.